Hey, what's going on, man? Sorry for the,
you are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, look, what's going on? Sorry for the delay. This is JB. You know, like I said, this is Halloween night, so a lot of stuff going on. So hopefully some people still going to call in and see what's going on. I see we got New York in the house, Maryland in the house. Look like we got North Carolina in the house. So let's see what's going on in this week. I mean, this week we got Big Sexy's race and we got Mike Hill's race. So let's see what's going to happen. Who's going to set something up for this week. I'm guessing that's Running Bear. What's going on, Running Bear?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
I ain't doing nothing, man. Just getting home, man.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah, just getting home, man. Had to do some stuff, man.
Yeah, you're hanging out with the kids tonight?
Yeah, man, that's what I am first off, man. You know, I'm a teacher slash mentor first. This, you know, the grudge racing and the promoting thing is second to that. So, you know, got to take care of that first.
I know that's right, yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, got a question.
Yeah, what's going on?
Guy that drives the Datsun Hell Yeah, do you know him? Do you know where he's located? How to get in contact with him?
Who is that?
Hell Yeah.
You said Hairfield?
Hell Yeah, with the Datsun.
Oh, yeah, I know how to get in touch with him, and he should be on here tonight. He said he was going to try to get on tonight, but I know how to get in touch with him.
Okay, we were supposed to make a run each other this the weekend up there in Maryland, but I had a problem with my car, so I didn't get to run him. I want to see if maybe there's somewhere we can meet before this season comes to a close. Maybe we can do something.
Hey, actually, you know what? I might try to get in touch with him and see, because I mean, I know y'all is. Well, tomorrow it's going to rain out, man. I just saw the rain. But I know he's trying to get out a couple more weeks, you know, before it closes up too. So I'll talk to him tomorrow and see what he want to do. Because, I mean, you know, I think that's a race that everybody want to see, man. I mean, two small block back halves going at it.
Yeah. I want on these to go out there. No. And with the dog on running.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, but I was hoping he was going to call in tonight. We're going to see. Hopefully, I mean, I know it's Halloween, and like I said, I know most of our grudge racers, you know, they got kids. So, I mean, they probably, you know, it's a check. Oh, here he goes right here. Here we go. Hold on. What's going on, Running Bear? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, because somebody's about to call in. They want to talk to you. I guess by scheduling the show a little late. Some people didn't. They had thought the show wasn't going on, but. Hell Yeah is about to call in within the next 2-3 minutes. He said he wanted to talk to you. He said he might be able to do something with you.
That'll work.
Yeah, so that's how it's always supposed to be. I mean, the man want to do something. Hey, who is that we got from New York? Is that Long Island Joe? Hey, who is 610? Oh, no, I know who that is. 610-656-2422. That must be the pizza game.
Yes, sir. What's up, JB?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, Stefano? What's going on?
What's going on, my friend?
I ain't doing that, man. Hey, it's looking like with that, maybe before the year's out or maybe, you know, soon, man, me and my wife, you know, she wants to go to New York. And, you know, I don't mind coming up there, man, you know, having a little fun. So, I mean, being that we're going to be so close, man, we might step over and get some of that brick oven pizza, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a, you drive right by me, so you, it's not a problem. I get a lot of New York guys shopping down here all the time.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind. You know, I wore your sweater the other day, and I was at the gym, and, you know, a guy was like, the pizza gangster. I was like, yeah, man, it's a, you know, that's his call. He was like, oh, okay, so he hustled pizza and he graduated. I said, yeah, he's jack of all trades.
There you go. That's it. Right now I'm making dough as we speak. See that? I'm a working man.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, ain't nothing wrong with being a working man, man. I mean, you actually, in this day and age, you got to make that money.
I hear you, bro. You know, you got to support the habit. You know what I mean? With that little car of mine, so.
Yeah, so what's going on for the 16th? Are you in on the 16th, or are you not?
I'm
are you
trying,
coming down,
well,
or are you not coming down?
No. I'll be there. No. That's only 45 minutes from my house, so I'll definitely be there. I'm trying to get out of here, and I'll be there. But we think we heard the transmission. So actually, I got the call. We're going to pull the call apart real fast and see where we're at. I mean, the car ran really good. I wish I could have got a couple more runs, you know, but everybody was scared to death, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think, JB?
that last pass might have scared a few people. I don't know. You know, it looked like a good little pass, you know.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this, man. I've been talking and it seems like the East Coast is going to have to do battle with the Midwest.
We were talking to what's the boy's name with clocks off? Who's that? He invited me down to Detroit.
Yeah, Gunnett.
He wants to
be Gunnett is
dead.
Yeah, he's a real big friend of mine, and he was like, you know, and he talking trash, but I mean that's what it's all supposed to be about. It's all supposed to be about, you know, trash talking and who's gonna step up and take, you know, gonna step up and make it. So I mean, the thing is, what's going on now is the West. The Midwest and the West say they got faster cars than we do out on the East. That's basically what's going on. They say they're faster. They got faster stock suspension. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen a lot of these cars run, and I'm going to be honest. It's some fast stuff out there. It's just what to say. But, I mean, I can't really say they're faster than us until we really see what happened, you know?
Yep. Yeah, well, you got to put the facts together because, like I said, as long as it's right, we'll go out, we'll travel, you know what I mean, like I said. It's just hard, everybody, like I said. I mean, you got Dobbs stepping us, you know what I mean? Dobbs wanted to go out with that, what was that, dinosaur or whatever that was, on guns, giving us the back tire. How are you going to get out with a little conventional head motor, you know what I mean?
See, what kills me is people, you know, they say the back tire. But you got to understand, the back tire might be, I'm going to be honest with you, the back tire might be a tenth, or it could be nothing, because if you don't leave when that tree drop and the person leave in front of you, the back tire meant nothing.
Exactly right. Yep, you're reeling right back in, absolutely. Like you say, absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, I got to agree with you. If a car come on nitrous and you're, I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, I guess the thing is now, this is what's going on. A lot of people are to the point now where they're like, man, you know, these all-motor cars run just as good as the nitrous cars. I'm not going to give them nothing. That's, you know, everybody, you know, they're looking at the videos and you got, like, I'm going to be honest. I was on a guy from PSCA that I've been watching for years. I mean, he finally, you know, he sent me a video the other day, and his small block went, I want to say, 830s or 840s on horsepower. So, I mean, that's what's doing it. I mean, you got videos out here of people running 830s, 840s on horsepower, and then you know, some people say, well, if his car can run that fast, how fast you think? That's what it is. I mean, people just can't take a chance.
Yep.
But, yeah, Gunnett Picks is, he didn't hit me up, and then I got, I don't know if you've ever looked at any of the Midwest stuff, but, they got Number One Slouch, who's a big, that's, I look at a lot of his stuff, and then you got,
right.
Jimbo and a lot of them boys, they race. I got to give them credit. They race every week. Every week there's somebody over there losing cash money. So.
That's Never Scared, right? That's the boys that are Never Scared.
Yeah, Jimbo is from Never Scared Racing.
Well, I know they traveled up far in one time, so like I said, I don't have a problem, you know what I mean, traveling. Like I said, if the race is right, you know what I mean? And like I said, I ain't looking for a guarantee. We'll gamble. We'll go out. Like I said, we told Dobbs, and even like Kenny Beecham, if he was going to, you know, motor to motor, we could have done something. He didn't want to do it, you know what I mean? Then he wanted motor to motor heads up. I was like, come on, man, I'm not in your class, you know? So like I said, we went to race, and we had a great time. I mean, it was a great time, you know what I mean? And, you know, and people have to understand also, like, you know, they, I hear, you know, I was hearing a lot of stuff in the lanes about the track, you know, the hold up and stuff like that. But people have to understand, this time of year, this weather will find your weakness. And if you don't come prepared with the right equipment and, you know, you get guys rolling down the track can only do so much. So, on, you know, on the benefit of capital, you know, it wasn't that, you know, they wanted the program to go ahead. But like I said, you know, this weather will find your weakness. And, you know, people were breaking. So, like I said, you know, even I sat in the lanes for 3 hours. It's a part of racing. Like I said, you can't get mad at the track because they're not the one rolling down the track. It's just these, you know, the other guys that are coming out, you know, and, you know, whatever happens, you know what I mean? Like I said, this weather will find your weakness.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I think what's happening now, and, you know, when you have a race, nowadays, and, you know, it's, you know, say, you could say, hey, I'm having a grudge race. People are going to come there even if they don't want a grudge race, and people are going to do testing to them, people are going to do this, people are going to do that. And that's the thing. You got to look out for everybody. But at the same time, I guess when you're doing a grudge racing event, you kind of want to say, hey, man, you know, you can't say, oh, well, I'm just going to throw the test and tune guys to the side. And when you got, but, you know, it was set in stone that the grudge racing would take, you know, first priority over the test and tune.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I think the thing is you got to look out for everybody. If a person paid his money, he should be able to get his passes. But at the same time, I think they got to think, well, you know, it did say grudge racing. It's going to take priority. So, I mean, you know, you got some people that weren't happy about it. You got some people that loved it. You got some people that said this. But the overall thing I heard about it was they loved it. So, I mean, you know, and the thing I got to say is it was, you know, Carlos's first time, and it was, you know, Ricky Bird's first time putting something on. So, I mean, the first time has got to go down like that. And then, you know,
exactly,
it was a lot of people. Yeah, there was a lot of people helping out with it, so I think that's what the DMV needs. So hopefully this will push everybody, you know, push everybody in the right direction.
Oh, I think it is. You know, the only thing that I would probably change that whole deal, I don't understand with the bikes. I mean, I can understand if you have grudge races on some bikes, but all those bikes like that,
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. Okay. I understand what you. But see, this is the thing. You know that Joe. I don't know. You know Joe basically wants. You know he wants the bike action 16.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you and him talked about. I mean, but he has been on me about trying to help him get some bike action. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how much he's looking for, but, I mean, he's been, you know, asking me about getting some bikes there, so I don't know, but
oh, you're saying
I know, you know. Yeah.
You're saying, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know, I got to give y'all credit, man. Y'all boys can't, the thing is, I'm going to give, you know, New York, bad at Philly, Jersey, whatever, I'm going to give y'all credit because the thing is, y'all did what you said you were going to do. And that's what people don't understand. Y'all came on the show. Y'all said, hey, man, you know, we're going to bring 70, 80 cars down there to you and we're going to race. And the thing is, y'all came and y'all raced. So, I mean, from the DMV to y'all, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to show y'all respect because the thing is, y'all did just what you said you were going to do. So that's all we can do is, you know, show respect and say, hey, y'all came, it happened, and I'm glad it happened, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, plus you got these, you know, you got these half, you know, these sometime promoters that are no good, like Monsters, Inc. So, I mean, you know, you got to watch yourself, you know?
Yes.
That's right. See, I had to wake up. See, you know, Stefano, I'm going to give you a little, you know, I'm going to give you some insight. You know, I got a mentor. I got two mentors I call every so often in a while, you know. One of them is, you know, he got, his name is Long Island Joe, but, you know, right now I'm going to call him P90X. I see him doing P90X with Phil and stuff on Facebook and, you know, and all that now. So, you know, him and Monster Jones basically have been, like, mentors to me. So, you know, I got to give them, you know, a big, you know, round of applause, too, because, I mean, you know, I learned a lot from them. So, you know, that's just how it goes.
Well,
I mean,
I got to disagree with you on that, James. What you've learned is you've learned to take care of the people. And, you know, I heard him talk a few minutes ago about the bikes, and I just want to chime in on one of the reasons why they push for the bikes to be at those events is because they always get treated third class. The bikes do. And another reason, I much rather have them bikes at the track racing than out on that road. That's the whole idea and the concept of what they do with the grudge races, is so that the guys aren't out in the street running them cars. As you can see, those cars are too fast, man. I mean, they got a bad hot ride. You know, when you look at the car that they pulled in it, man, that thing ain't no joke. You know, and you got guys still out there racing cars like that in the street. And that's the whole idea of trying to do the grudge races. And, you know, and you're right. It's going to take those guys a few minutes, but you got a smart group of guys, and they're going to get it figured out how to do it and get it going. You know, big props to them, big props to everybody that was involved. You know, it was just a busy day. And, next week, the one thing I like for you to touch on is trying to get the guys to understand how important it is to make sure their cars are safe, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and we saw some massive oil downs, and that really hurt the deal, you know?
Yep.
You know, and if there's any way that you can help them, and what I'd like to do, James, I'm going to email you. I found a place you can get the engine blankets for $129. You hear me?
That's it.
That you can't be done.
So I'm gonna give it to you so we can put it on Facebook and just try to help the guys out, because I think that's what a lot of the headaches came in, where people were sitting and they were a little unhappy. But you know, it's nothing that the promoters can do when them. I mean, you have five major oil downs, you know, and I felt bad for them, but those guys stood strong. You know, they did what they had to do. They got things situated. Once we got the cars moving, everybody started realizing to pull over, you know, and I take my hat off. I mean, the guys, you know, they did their job, you know, and just trying to get everybody out of the burnout box is another thing we got to work on, because one of them cars get loose, God forbid, you know, we got a situation, you know.
Yes. Hey, Monster Jones, somebody is looking for Hell Yeah tonight.
Let me tell you something. Then I'm going to get off of here. There's only one thing I want to say.
What you got to say?
Tubby, God damn, he drug Wicked Bird down that racetrack. God damn, I was. Man, you should have saw me dancing. You hear me? Man, you thought I hit the goddamn lottery. I was so happy, you know? So.
Yeah, I kind of peeked over at you after that race, and I said, "Yeah, I know."
Oh yeah.
The Jaguar was even smiling after that race.
Oh yeah, and let me tell you, and you know, it's just, but I was glad that they were safe and they had a good time. And that, I mean, they had a lot of races, and hats off to them. I mean, they got the guys from the DMV to step up and do their thing, you know. So
yeah,
it was really good. I was glad I was able to be there working for the racetrack, and you know, just giving few pointers here and there to help them out, you know. But all in all, they did a fantastic. Like I said, you know, you get some people with things that they don't understand, and it's easy to sit here and say that something wasn't right, but it's so hard to go over and give them a hand to make it right. Remember that. You're definitely right. And I tell people that all the time when somebody text me and said that I said, God damn, you know, and I was being mean. I wasn't being mean. I was trying to explain to the guys. And I want to, when you crowding up in that, you can't call another side. And the whole purpose of putting the number in for the car, so if something happens to that car, they know who it is. And when they call for an emergency, they can say, well, this guy's got this, or, you know, we know who it is. You understand what I'm doing at?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, a couple people sent me texts that they thought I got upset or whatever, or I was being mean, and it wasn't that. It's that you got to think. I understand. Trust me. I was excited to be up there, too. But you also got to look at the big picture. You know, if something go wrong, God forbid, we want to be able to get that truck and get to that guy. You know,
that's how you're right.
So we're gonna put next year. They're gonna put barriers on that whole side, so that everybody will be contained back inside the barriers. That way, they can still get the feel they want. But we definitely got to do something to keep them out the middle, because, like I said, she just couldn't see, and it got to the point where we were shutting the cars off every other run or every two runs. You know, and those guys worked their butts off.
Yeah.
I mean. Them dudes did some promotions. You hear me? I mean, hands down, I have never seen anything like what they did promotion-wise. I told them both. I said, God damn, you caught me cross-eyed on that one, you know? In Long Island Joe, you know, I saw some things, and we kind of forgot him in a sense. Let me tell you something. And I can say this, and I don't care if he texts me, but I'm going to say it. That goddamn fool did some promoting, too, up on the high side. You hear me? I mean, I saw all them cars from New York, New Jersey, Philly, Carolina, South Carolina, guys coming out of Florida, guys coming out of Georgia. You know, what they did was huge for the area. You know, and like I said, you know, it's so easy to say something you don't need to say, but it's so hard to stand there and give them a hand. You know, and I take my hat off to him. You know, Carlos, I know when he got home that night, I know he sat in a chair and went to sleep, because we wore his ears out with Carlos, you know? So,
yeah.
But it was, I tell you what, it was unreal the amount of races I saw. And I mean, some heavy hitters were pulled up in them staging lanes, you know? And like I said, them Hatton boys, Marquise knocked down one. His dad knocked down one, but man, my hero, you know. And somebody said, you left Covey out. I said, no, I wanted to wait and post him up separate. My hero took out Wicked Bird, man. Shit, my wife said, you all right? I said, man, I ain't going to sleep tonight. I'm going to sit up and think about that all night, because goddamn, I've been waiting on that. You hear me?
I know that.
Well, he was mad. I give him hell. He's going to text me in a minute. He's going to text me. He's going to hit me with the bump, 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 you know? So him and Joe both.
Yeah,
he's going to
hit you with it, because he know. He like, well, damn, Monster got me this time. That's all right.
Got me. He told me we're going to deep waters again. He brought me a life jacket, whatever that thing is. So. But I tell you, man, but to start the day off to see Pizza Man and Lou, I mean, I was very impressed with that, man. You know, right there at 12:05, ready to go down the racetrack. You know, and that's the things that people have to look at. You know, when you're doing these types of events, the test and tune guys, you know, they're not forgetting anybody. What they're trying to do is put on a show for the fans. And James, you sent me that text about the man that came over and was thanking you because of something different. You know, and I just, you know. I'm proud of those guys. You know, I talk trash to them, but I got to be real. You know, they did a heck of a deal on that promotion, which brought the cars and the people, you know. And I'm fighting Wicked Bird all week long. People tell me that he had got Larry on the May 4th race, so I got to break his heart and tell him he ain't touched Larry on the May 4th race. He got a little further down the hill to go. We can get Larry and Joe on that one. So that was attendance record for Capital in May. So
yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, they set an attendance record that day for cars and people, but these guys did a heck of a job. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure I had left the wicked be knocked off my two heroes. Every chance I get, I'm going to stick that goddamn bird. You hear me?
Yeah, I definitely hear you.
He should be on by now. I done said enough to get him on here cussing at me.
Yeah, I don't see old Bird tonight, man. I might he probably on here, but he ain't chimed in yet.
And you did a heck of a job, man, promoting things on, you know, to help them, you know, and Joe and, you know, all these people that called into the show. I mean, you had 175 callers last week, man. That's huge, James, you know. I mean, baby, that's what it's about. It's about them people, you know. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of people, you know, texting and calling me, asking me what my plans are. And I told them I'm just going to, you know, I kind of like helping the racetrack where I don't have to take the responsibility because you saw Carlos. He was busy, man.
Yeah, he was busy. Carlos, I'm going to tell you, Carlos was busy.
And you seen me in action at Buzz Creek. You know, doing things to Larry.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that day, man.
Yeah. So, you know, my whole thing is sometimes when you can step back, and like I say to the people, when I hear people raising hell or going off, I tell them it's so easy to say what's wrong, but it's so hard to come over and give them a help on what's right, you know? And, I learned that from a man that was a billionaire. You know, he'd come to work in jeans and a T-shirt and work with us. And I'm like, damn, you know, this man don't have to do nothing. But he just said, look, son, if you're going somewhere and you don't know which way you're going, you damn sure ain't going to get there.
Hey, JB.
And yo.
Tell Martha we like to hear his voice, but we have 49 more minutes left in his show. We don't want to talk to him for 30 more minutes.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to knock Craig in the head the other night. God damn it. How you doing, brother? It's good to see you, too.
What's going on, Mom?
Not a thing, man. I'm going to get up off of here so you guys can finish what you do. I just wanted to give them guys a big shout-out, man. You hear me?
I heard you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely – hey, I'm going to tell you, man, and I think it's going to keep going, Mom. I think – from what I heard, before you get off, and I'm going to let these two boys get in at it, but it seems like the East is going to meet with the West. And they say they're better than us, but it's to be seen. Because,
let me tell you something. Gun and Picks can kiss my beep, bing, 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 bing. And I'm going to disclose something next week because it's all set up, JV. But
yeah.
It's going to be huge next week what I announce. And one of his finest, Chicago's finest, called me and said he definitely wanted to be there and be a part of it. So I can't, like I said, I can't go into great detail on it this week. But next week I'll be able, if you don't mind, I'd like to announce it. And I think everybody on here going to fall out the chair about it. But it's going to be huge, man. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, then I'm looking forward to that, then.
Yep. It's going to be, you know, anything you do, man, I'm going to tell you, you're right. Those guys are definitely going to keep going with this. You know, they got a few things they got to work out. I'm going to tell you something. That Carlos, he got this shit figured out. I'm telling you,
yeah.
His promotion side, Wickenburg, he's just a goddamn fool. So when you're a fool, it just helps you do what you do. So I have to give those guys their props, you know. So yeah.
Well, I know we'll probably talk soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll text you tomorrow, and when you get a chance, call me tomorrow, and I'll give you a clue on what we're working on. But it's gonna be, boy, it's gonna be the big, as they say, the big throwdown, you hear me?
All right, well, that's what I want to hear.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, I'm just going to sit back and listen so that way I ain't got people fussing at me because I'm talking. So.
All right, well, hopefully, he's still on here. Is Hell Yeah still on here?
Who are you trying to
let's see. He's on 717. That should be Hell Yeah. You still on here?
Yes, Hell Yeah.
What's up, Hell Yeah? We
can... I'll just sit back and listen for a little bit.
Yeah, Mr. Running Bell wants to talk with you.
All right.
Hey, Hell Yeah.
How you doing there, Running Bear?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't get to run the other day, but I wanted to get on the show to see if somehow, before the end of this year, before the whole racing season stopped, man, you might stop somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. Are you going to be ready for the 16th, or?
What's going on the 16th?
Well, they're having a.
What?
Yeah, they're having a Philadelphia versus the world.
Where is that going to be at?
Cecil.
Cecil County.
Yeah.
Where are you located at?
Myself, I'm in like Harrisburg, Hershey area, PA.
You ever go to Fayetteville?
Beaver Springs.
Let me speak on the 10th of November.
Yeah, let me ask you this. What about the testing tune in Maryland the 10th?
On the what?
There's a big testing tune at Maryland on the 10th, and they already got four races locked in. One of them, which is Mark Jones with the Black Assassin versus Todd Whit.
We're at Capitol.
That's at Maryland.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't planning on going out, but on the 16th, we're going to take one of our other WFO cars out on the 9th.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't planning on going back out to the 16th, but, I'm definitely game. You know what I mean?
Where is Cecil County?
That's about, another 30, 45 minutes past Capitol.
No, sir. Another hour and a half.
That ain't gonna happen.
Rising Sun, Maryland.
I'm too far down the road.
Well, where are you at? Where are you at, Running Bear?
I'm down near Ronald Reddick, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in Virginia, but I'm near Ronald Reddick.
Piedmont.
Okay. Well, if we do something like that, we got to lock in some money this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if I got to travel and I got to, you know, bring my car back out before the 16th or whatever, you know, we need to lock in some money because, you know, I mean, I know shit happens and stuff, but, you know. Let me say this. I met you for the first time and I think you're a hell of a nice guy and stuff, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to bust your ass. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, too.
But this time we got to lock in some money so we can, you know what I mean, because if either one of us travel, you know what I mean, and something happens this time, you know,
you got
to be a little something for, you know, for whatever there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at least gas money or something. I mean, you got to have something locked in.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. I know I ain't going to be making it to Cecil. It's a good possibility that I'm thinking about going down to Fayetteville. Endicott is having a race down there next Saturday.
Well, I tell you what, we'll go ahead and get it figured out. If you want to get my number or something, and did I give you a card?
No, you never gave me one. You said you were going to give me one, but you ain't never come back.
All right, well, we can go ahead and do that. We can get something figured out for that. But, you know, I'd like to run for maybe a stack or something, you know what I'm saying, something like that.
That sounds like a winner.
All right.
Hey, how far is Fayetteville from Harrisburg?
How far is Fayetteville from
Fayetteville? Where are you trying to run at?
From me, Fayetteville is 2.5 hours.
And we coming from Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, how long is it going to take you to get Virginia from Pennsylvania? About 4 hours?
What part of Virginia?
Yeah, it just depends on where at, yeah.
Yeah, what part of Virginia?
To Richmond.
Richmond?
I think Richmond's about 4 or 5 hours out.
Yeah. From Pennsylvania.
Yeah, down 81 south.
Okay, well, it's gonna take him a good six and a half hours to get to Fayetteville, straight down 95.
Down 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good haul.
Yeah, no joke. But see, where I'm at, it's gonna take me 2.5 hours to get to Fayetteville.
Okay.
It took me right around 4.5-5 hours to get to Capitol.
Well, okay. I'll go ahead and pull it up and check it out on the net and see how far it is and stuff. Let me give you my number quick. That way, in case somebody else wants to rap or something, we'll get all this shit figured out. But, yeah, we need to do it for a couple dollars this time.
Okay. Well, JB got your number. I can get it from him. I ain't got nothing to write.
Okay.
At this moment.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good.
If you figure it out, just give JB a call and he'll call me or whatever.
We still got to run the same race or what?
Yeah, one to one, 8 mile, heads up.
One gun, yeah, there you go. That'll work.
That sounds good.
All right, sounds good. We'll do it.
All right, Ben.
All right, buddy.
All right, we got another microphone open, 336-303-6177. Who is that?
This is Extreme Junior, but I didn't hit the one button.
Who is this?
It's Extreme Junior with the Black Mamba.
Oh, you said, Extreme. What's going on?
Oh, no, I didn't even hit the one button. I just got put in the queue. I was just listening.
Well, it must have been destiny for the man with the Black Mamba truck to be on here the same time as Kenny Beecham on here.
I don't even know who that is. You talking about the backhand car?
No, Kenny Beecham. You know that? I think he wanted to do something with you when he had his Chevelle.
No, didn't nobody approach me with no Chevelle.
Oh, okay. This ain't Austin, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, you ain't never been approached by somebody from the horseman camp?
No, sir.
Okay. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, am I on here?
Yeah, we got the man from Extreme on here with the truck tonight.
The truck. I'm like him. I'm not sure what truck.
The Black Mamba.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna my little tennis tire car is gonna be ready Saturday. So we're gonna try to make a test on it Friday. And I think I heard running back say he's going to Fayetteville. We're going to Fayetteville on Saturday for Cutch race. So I should have the Mustang there for no problems. I should have it there.
Oh, we won't be there.
Okay.
I pulled the motor part since I got back, and we're just waiting on some parts.
I know how that is.
On top of that race is a hometown race where I'm in the points in, and I got a chance to take first, so I got to go with that.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, young blood. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, that was a good-looking pass the truck made the other night, man.
That was a motor pass. It couldn't be that good-looking.
Oh well, shit! I'm gonna tell you then. Shit, you—that's a damn good motor, damn good motor pass, man.
It's fair. It's not that fast. We just try to make it look fast.
Oh shit! Yeah, damn.
Now, he said I was approached with a Chevelle. This man said he had a Mustang. Which one is it?
I got a Chevelle too. I got a small block Chevelle on 29th.
Right.
I just put together a little Mustang so I can have a little fun with the little small tie action on 28th.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but next week or two, it's not even going to be together. I don't even know what I have to do to get that thing together in a week.
Yeah, I've been late. It took me 2 months, damn near 2 months to get pistons for mine. So I know how you feel on that. That's why I'm so late getting this Mustang together. I'd have missed all this little small tire action for the last 2 or 3 months.
But if some kind of way we do it, having to end up going to the same place at the same time, it's no problem. You know, as long as there's not no clear advantage on your side. If somebody sits close to me and compatible, they look compatible, I'll run them.
Okay.
Think about me. I mean, the only thing I can do is win or lose, and I'm not scared of racing.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's the same way we are. We take some gamble sometimes and don't pay off, and sometimes it does.
Yeah, hey, Kenny, everybody, you know, they posted, it looks like everybody's riding with Big Sexy this weekend, but I'm going to tell you, I told Sean, don't be counting you out.
Oh, I know. Well, he's always going to be the he's hard to beat. I mean, he's flying. You got to give him credit. He's flying. All I do is try to do my driving job, and I got the car. The car is right. We had some bad luck on Saturday. I believe we could have took the dinosaur, but just had some bad luck. Saturday was
not
my
day. Yeah, that was my problem. Saturday wasn't my day either. I found out I was down 2 cylinders.
Oh,
before I even went up there.
Yeah, we locked in
that last
race, 2 races with a dinosaur, and I took the back tire off the trail like a dummy. I should never did that. And as soon as I let the trans brake button go, it blew the tires off, and then we locked in 2 races. The next race was head up, and pulled some power out of it. Got right to the starting line. And I guess it was driver error. Either I didn't have enough heat in the motor or didn't come up high enough when I set the trans brake, and the motor wouldn't come up on a two-step. I had to just sit there and let him win.
He has nothing to do with multitasking, man.
Really? You can't drive, but you cannot understand what I'm saying. But you can be on the phone, your radio show, and be looking for multitasking. Same thing.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey, look. There's a friend of ours on here tonight, man. He got one in on us, and you know I had to wear his sweater the other night. That damn pizza gangster on here again.
Oh, the pizza gangster.
Yeah, I think he on here. He over there. He making up some pepperonis and some anchovies right now.
Yeah, I'm hustling. I'm trying to get up to where Kenny's at. You know what I mean?
You don't want to get where he's looking.
I
took 2 L's. See, you won on Saturday. I took 2 L's. You don't want to get where I'm at.
Come on. Yeah, but come on, man. I got total respect for you, my friend.
Well, we're getting ready to leave tomorrow night about 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're heading to Jackson, South Carolina, to the House of Hook, to Carolina Dragway, and see if we can get a piece of Big Sexy. Might have might run Stone Cold too, depending on how the car does, and if we can get by Big Sexy, get some free money to play with, and then we'll do it. If not, well, I'll be coming home with a tail tucked between our legs. So.
Pizza game. So the next time that car gonna be out is the 16th, right?
We're trying to. We found out that we hurt the trans, so like I said, we pulled it apart already. I sent the trans back, so I should be ready. And depending on the weather, because again, like I said, I learned my lesson one time. When it gets too cold out there, you got to say no. You got to know when to say no. You know what I mean? And like I said, I don't put one car on the roof. I ain't looking to put that car on the roof, you know, and in a bad track in the cold weather. So as long as the weather permits, and you know, I get everything back. Yeah, I think, like I said, that's my home turf right there. So we'll be there. And, Kenny, I made arrangements. Like I said, if you said that you're going to bring that Mustang, like I said, we got you in. You know what I mean? You know, when we talked about that. So, you know, the SJB or whatever, he's got my number. You give me a call. But we got that all taken care of for you.
Okay, well, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming. If it does a good test, like I said, I'm going to pick it up. It's going to be ready Saturday, but I'll be out of town, so I won't be able to pick it up till Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I'm going to make a hit on it hopefully on Friday and try it at Fayetteville, see if I can get in that shootout on Fayetteville on Saturday or to try to run somebody up there with it. If it tests good, yeah, I'm in. I'm in. What I'll do, Bug, text me his number because I'm going to get with him and try to get my paperwork and get the my doctor next week to sign it. I might go ahead and try to get my license while I'm there, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just so I have it.
Now, if you make the trip up to Monday, are you riding Chaka? Are you riding alone? Are you going to bring some people with you? Because I'm looking to give Lewis a chance again. He wants to do something.
Yeah. TikTok.
Oh yeah, we'll try.
We'll roll
on up there. We ain't got no problem with that. I'll get me and Lewis. We'll roll up there. I'll see if we can get a couple other guys to go and see what's going on.
Yeah, that'll work out good. That'll work out good.
TikTok.
Ring me. I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Don't be picking on me too much.
It's gonna be a little slow, Connie.
Hey, TikTok. What's up?
He don't learn until he get his ass roughed up.
Hey, who is this? 706-617-4218. Your mic is on. Who is that? Your mic is on. Okay, well. All right, back to that. Stefano, the race y'all have, the 28th versus 275, is there, if you have a big block, are y'all limiting stages or is run what you brung?
You would have to ask Joe Menicanzi because, like I said, that's more his deal. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get Kenny in where we had to get him into. Joe knows more about that situation. I don't know if you talked to him on Facebook, I believe, correct? So you would have to ask if you could hit him up, and like I said, that's his deal. See, that small tire stuff, I don't play around with that stuff. You know that. So I couldn't tell you big block, small block with that stuff, you know?
I truly understand, man. I had a friend of
mine. I don't want to put out the wrong information and have people travel, you know what I mean? So like I said, that's more or less his deal with the other guys, and we'll see hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
Oh, okay, that sound damn good. Hey, sounds real good. Hey, Kenneth.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be we've been working on something, and it seems it could go on next year, but basically over here in the east, the west say they fast. So next year it looks like the east and the west could meet.
What'd you say, Bug? Run it by me one more time. Your phone was breaking up a little bit.
I talked to some promoters from the west, and like Gunnett, and we got Number One Slouch and a couple, and basically they said the cars in the west are faster than the east. So it's definitely looking like it, Kenny. We've been talking to a couple other promoters and some sponsors. It's looking like the East could meet the West next year.
Okay. Well, I'll be in on something like that.
Okay, because they talking pretty highly of a back half they got over there by the name of Leroy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say this is... He's claimed to have one of the baddest back halves in America. So I guess we just gonna have to wait and see on that.
Yeah. Well, you keep me posted on all that, and we'll see what comes next year. See what's going on.
Okay. Cause, Monster said there's gonna be a big announcement next week on the show. So if y'all definitely want to tune in. It seems like something's going to, go off next week on the show, but Monster has he wants to get on and get on. He wants 15 minutes of our time because he wants to put out something that's definitely in the works for next year.
Oh,
Is this all right? I see another number opening up. This might be Joe right here. 631-803-0628.
What's
up? They got some
good food in here. I'll get some.
Huh? I'll get some. 631-803-0628.
Your mic is on. Who is that?
This
is Long Island Joe.
Oh, shit.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything? Yeah, I just want to thank all the guys that came up, that came back, followed me on down, supported me. Pizza Gangster, The Firm, The 66 Posse. I got to say, it's a lot of Extreme. You name them, they came on down. They did what they had to do. Sorry if I missed your names. Some of the guys from Long Island out here, we got a lot of those Long Island boys. They all did their job. And I got to say one thing, like Billy G and everybody, they came out the race. The Hitmen came out the race. I got to give them all credit. They all did their thing. I told Extreme that day we were at the track. I said, listen, regardless, whether win or lose, we're going to do something. I said, we're going to do it. He actually, Shakedown actually came over to him, offered him the break of the tires. I told him, go ahead and do it. We waited, and nobody came back, so we said, heck with it. Got in the lane, and David Neal took on that race. And that's where they broke it, but they ran David Neal right up to the ass, and I said, go ahead and run him.
Waiting for a defender.
And that's what it was. That's what kind of racing's about. You know what? Sometimes you take a chance. We came on top a little bit, you know what I mean? Some parts was luck, some parts wasn't. But they did their job. I got to say, Pizza Gangster did his thing like he said he's going to do right off the bat, 12 and a, I think he's like the fifth car coming down. Did a great job.
Yeah,
he supported good. You know, there's a lot of guys that were out there that was getting ready to do something, you know, and some of them that didn't get a race, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you guys came and supported anyhow. That's how I feel. It was real good. I mean, like I was telling a couple people the other day, they were asking me, when you think you're getting ready to go back down, and I told them right now I got to take a little break because I got to take care of a couple things, but I know I was coming down on Thanksgiving weekend. I'm supposed to be going to Colonial Beach. And they were asking me, well, you going to give Donald a shot back? And I said, well, I don't know if Donald's taking his car apart. So I got to talk to Donald. Donald's going to have his car back, and then I guess I'll give him a shot again if he wants to go. I know it's only 8 miles, but I would probably have to give it back to him.
Is Larry doing something that weekend, or what's going on?
Well, I know they're having a big one supposed to be going on that day. A lot of the big guys are racing. I'm hearing quite a bit of them. HD and the whole bit. It's quite a bit of racing going on.
We're
going
to try to make it.
I never got a chance to go to Colonial Beach, and I guess before I put everything up for the season, I said, heck with it, I'm going to go down there one time.
Joe, is that in Virginia?
That's in Virginia, yes.
Well, you know the Black Mama's going to try to make it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I said, I'm going to just try to go for this. I've never been there. All I heard was it's a good hooking track, so.
Hopefully you can bring a couple pizzas with you too, Joe.
Yeah, we ate a whole bunch of pizza off everybody. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, I think one of your friends is on here right now too.
Who's that?
You wore his shirt that day, and you know who he is.
I didn't wear anybody's. I wore my own shirt.
Yeah, but your shirt was disrespecting his shirt.
No, I wasn't disrespecting his shirt. I was just letting him know. He might have to say hell no after that race. That's all. I wasn't disrespecting him. That's all.
I didn't know hell yeah was so. He lived so close to you.
He lives close to me.
Yeah, hell yeah. No. Say, hey, I think hell yeah live in Pennsylvania.
That ain't close.
Well,
I live in Long Island.
Oh, yeah, you out there.
Yeah, that is not close. I mean, for us to ride out there, it's a 6-hour ride.
Yeah,
it's a little ride.
Yeah, 6 to 6.5 hour ride every time we come.
Oh, well,
sure.
So,
hell
hell yeah, ran straight off the trailer all day. It doesn't make sense. I was straight off the trailer.
Well, hell yeah, so you run straight off the trailer? Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you.
I'm about to come.
We was trying to run you with the little Mustang. That's what we were gonna run you with.
Yeah,
that little
motor car.
Huh?
That little
motor car. No, we had a nitrous car there. We had the little nitrous car on tennis tires.
Okay.
Yeah, I had the car sitting right on the side right there. But you had a couple other runs first, so I understood. So it was no problem. They understood too. You know, they were there. I got to give them Crazy Horse. That's what it was called. You know,
Was that the black coupe?
Yep. We had that
there. He was there.
Yeah, we had a few things there. I mean, we had more cars than... I mean, we had a lot of cars out there that was getting ready to run. I know JT and... I stepped back because I was supposed to run JT, but then the Duster and him was going to run, so I said, you know what? I'd like to let them. They want to ask me, could they run first? And I said, go ahead, do what you want to do first. You know, so hopefully maybe JT will be at, Colonial Beach that day, and I give him his run there too to the 8th mile. So, but definitely, I got a couple other cars. I got some new stuff that's coming out. A couple of guys that just now, matter of fact, I just got out of the shop just a while ago, and they were trying to put their cars together. And they want to come out for the last thing, so they want to bring their little couple cars out, and they want to play.
Okay.
So,
that's Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving weekend. Yep, it's going to be on that Saturday. I give credit to everybody that came out there and supported. Because the ones that raced and ones that didn't race, it don't matter. They had a good time. I had a good time. And that's what it all is about.
Yeah.
And as I honestly tell you the truth, it's about reading the track, too. There's a lot of guys that just don't know how to read the track. They actually thinking they got to let air out the tires. And that's what's going to, you know, solve the problem. Meanwhile, if they'd have put air in the tire, the damn car would have went faster, would have hooked up. But I don't think everybody knew that. So
there were some people there thinking they was going to throw everything they had right at it out the gate, and then they learned, you know, down the way that, you know, bringing it in a little later, that thing was working.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know some guys that were throwing everything at it the first time and came right back, and they actually put a pound in the tires and came out there. And then flipped it over.
Yeah,
and came with everything out the gate.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, there was a race with Pee Wee and what's his name, 50 Grand, and look how high 50 Grand throwing it up. I mean, no problem at all hooking.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. 50 Grand saw the roof.
Yeah, well, she hooked. It was definitely hooked. You know, it was one of those days.
Dwayne. They got a nice picture of the slut, I mean, dragging a bottom on the turf.
Okay. I missed Dwayne's run, so that one I got to miss. I didn't get to see that race.
Yeah, Peanut Butter and Dwayne's put it, he sent it to the sky, and Peanut Butter Jelly went on down the track.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that one. I was trying to get up there, but missed it. But
is the Peanut Butter Jelly from the DMV area?
Peanut Butter and Jelly, I think, is from the DMV.
Is it small block or big block in that truck?
I wanted to say that was a small block on the spray.
So what are you going to do with the big tire? You want to run them?
Huh?
Yeah. I got to see what Peanut Butter and Jelly, if they're coming. I'm not going out there until, I won't be there until Thanksgiving weekend. That's the only problem. That's the only problem.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you this. That Bin Laden S10, was that with you?
That's from Philly. That's J-Mac.
Hey, that thing, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't get to see it make a pass, but she looked mean.
Yeah, it's a nice car, nice, very nice car. Yeah, quite a bit of nice cars out there. I mean, I was hoping that Billy G was going to run. I was hoping for that with the 69 Mustang. I was hoping to get him out there. He was looking.
Was that, was that the 69 back half car?
Yep, that was a back half car. It was a good car.
Yeah, that was a good-looking damn car, too. Dang.
I mean, everybody says they actually would call me. They've been calling me, texting me, and, oh, I've been getting more phone calls, bookie, the whole nine yards. They really, they want to come out. Everybody's been telling me they want to come back, so I'm going to see what happens. I said, I think I'm going to only be able to do one more, and I think that's going to be it for me.
So yeah, I'm glad you told me about Colonial Beach, because now I got, you know, I had two people, maybe, hey, let's see, where is he at? Running Bell.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to be able to make Colonial Beach?
I think Les said something about Colonial Beach. I just didn't get the date on it. When was it?
It's the weekend of Thanksgiving. That's
yeah, I might try to. Yeah, if the weather's nice, I might try to make that one.
Oh, okay, because, I mean, that might be one where you and Hell Yeah can get together.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If he can make it down there to Colonial Beach, I can make it to Colonial Beach, no problem. But, you know, if the weather's right.
Yeah,
right.
That might
right.
be. I don't know if you. Hey, Hell Yeah, you still on
we
here?
We'll run straight off the trailer, Running Bear, this time.
I don't know, man. You know, running straight off the trailer, weather like it is now, if it's kind of chilly, ain't a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was summertime.
Well, that would be. Yeah, it would be both. That would be for both of us, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. I just don't like to run my shit, you know. I just don't like to run it for, you know, without having something on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But that little 150 shot I got on there, you know what I mean? That's could fuck some shit up.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, like Saturday when we was up there in Maryland. My car, I couldn't get enough heat in the car, and I made the pass, and it popped two times. I could hear it sound like somebody shot me up in the damn car, man. You know, and I was scared I had hurt something, but I don't think I hurt nothing. But I finally found out what was wrong with it, and I'm gonna take it out Saturday and test it and see if everything's straight with it.
All right,
and then. I'll let you know ahead of time if everything's
straight.
I'll let you know ahead of time.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now I tell you, if everything worked out, I got a new little car that's coming out, and I think we'd be willing to try you spray to spray, one gun to one gun.
Okay, small block car.
Small block, nitrous, straight head. One full barrel.
Where are you coming to?
At Colonial Beach.
Okay. Yeah, we're coming there to run. So, you know, I mean, that's a small block one kit, man. I'll go with anything, you know, really. I mean, that stays in my class and ain't, you know,
yeah,
500-600 pounds lighter than me. You know, I'm 2750 straight off the, you know, straight up.
Yeah,
you
I think we're a little heavier than you, but we willing to try.
All right, well, we'll do it.
You know, small tire, no big tire, nothing crazy. I mean, no
right.
W's, no nothing. It's going to be a 29 by 10, you know, on
right.
the car right now. You know,
all
but
right.
I was just at the shop just a while ago looking at it. Making all sure
right.
everything all right, and they're actually going to be going out this weekend to try it out. And once this comes back, I can let you know next week.
All right, what's that, a Mustang or?
No, it's a Datsun like you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this not the little gray car?
No, this is the first time. It's never been out yet. This is the first time.
Okay, cool.
So we'll be...
Good deal. I always like to see another Z out there, man.
Yeah, we just got it just about right.
Back half car or chassis?
It's a back half car, it's not a chassis.
Okay.
You know, it's got a four link under it, but it's, you know.
Right.
It's the back half, you know, and it's a 10 by 29, not a W, a regular 29.
Right, right. Okay.
They're going out to try it, and we'll see what happens if it. Everything all right?
Who am I talking to?
This is Long Island Joe, so, you know, if you got to get.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
And I also got a little Mustang there, too, that we just got. We're just finishing on that, too.
All right.
And that's a small block, small carburetor on one gun.
Okay.
And we're looking to do something. We're going to be doing something with that, too. We're trying to get a couple nitrous cars because, you know, all the time we always have motor cars.
Right,
so
right.
What we did, we turned around and said, let's try to get a couple of these nitrous cars together so I can play around with the other guys.
Yeah, we can do that. Like you said, you know, one gun, small block, man, I think I'm good to go, you know. I'm going to take my licks, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to give some to get some, but, you know, I'm not scared. You know, you start getting in them two kits and shit, you know, and then running your same weight or less, you know, you end up getting in trouble, you know, heads up racing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, I know it's going to be 8 miles. That's what we're going to be there, you know, but
yeah,
he's never been in the car, like, you know, on Nike, so that's why we're saying.
All right.
We're coming out there for that one, the 8 miles.
Yeah, yeah, we'll give it a shot.
That much. So I'll definitely let you know on that.
Is anybody taking questions?
All right.
I'll definitely let you know next week.
Sounds good. Yeah, I was just planning on shutting down after the 16th. I didn't know this one was coming up. But,
pack your slices. All right.
But we'll go ahead and
have
try to make plans for
it. There's some trees out here that got to be washed.
Okay. I mean, we had a pump gas car out there, too, that we were trying to run. I mean, there was a lot of guys. Mo Powell, Lou, I got to give him credit. He went out there, he raced. There's a lot of racing that guys are out there talking about. Oh, I've seen it. Some people put on the computer. There was only 3 races. I mean, come on now. Off my head, I can call out 14 races, you know. And I mean, like, wow, I couldn't believe some people would just the baggage was ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say something, but at least tell the truth. I mean, everybody seen how many races. It was definitely every time you look around, somebody was pulling up ready to run. Guys were in the lanes. My friend Drew, matter of fact, I need to say something. Because he actually had his little Corvette out there, and I just dragged him out there. And he raced a guy out there from DMV area, a Malibu. We don't know where he was. We just had him in a lane, and he asked us what we running. And we said, sure, we run it. And we ran a Malibu over there with the little white, brand new white Corvette. He went out and did it for $500. Well, $600. And it was one of those things. A lot of people were in the lanes, and they just decided, hey, let's just do something. That was good. That's what the racing is about. When you don't even know anybody and you don't know their car, they don't know you, that's a gamble.
Right.
That's a good one when you do that. That's perfect.
Hey, I thought Joe was trying to set me up.
I'll tell you what happened with Dean. Years ago, it was last year, Dean said he was going to pull a spark plug out and race me.
I don't know if it was a big
bug.
My knees got weak. I said, good gracious.
Nah, look, I didn't have no juice on my car. If I had juice on it, I would try Dean myself. So I said, heck with him. You go ahead and run him. And, you know, Big George and them, you know, wanted to bet on the heavies, you know. That's why I said, just do it right off the trailer. You guys didn't even make a pass, and you went out there and ran. That's what it was all about. It worked out good. You know.
Well,
it's
Joe,
the same
I'm definitely glad you told me about this one for the Thanksgiving weekend because I had a few people asking about something, you know, like a last minute thing to do before they put their stuff
up. What are we
going to
do with those flights and shit like that? All right, throw that out so she can start doing it.
Yeah, I gotta say, everybody's been asking me, so they were like, "Wow, man, you brought us this one. This was good. When you bring it somewhere else?" And I told him, I said, "I won't be able to go until the 16th."
With toilet paper in the bathroom.
So I mean, the 23rd. So that was it. So we'll see what happens. Everything should work out good.
I think it'll be
nice. See what happens.
Sure.
Got a little cold right now from down there, but I'm here.
All right, I see we got another microphone open. Who is this? 202-292-0961. Who is that?
Carlos.
Carlos, see, I knew. Hey, look, hey, Joe, let me, before we say anything, I'm a text you, Joe, because I got a picture of a man who could have won the costume contest anywhere in America today, Joe. The man was dressed up as Brown from Madea, Joe.
Dressed up as what?
Brown from Madea. You know the movie Madea?
Uh-huh.
He was dressed up as Brown. Had the ashy kneecaps, suspenders, and everything, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Mm-mm-mm.
You got to do a little bit more than just drag race, okay?
Oh, God.
Hey, but Carlos, Joe said something that was really true just now. There was and I posted on it, and Little Phil, which is Joe's son, posted on it too. Somebody had made a comment on the page that there was only three races on the 16th. So, you know, I posted as many as I knew, and off the top, I knew of 26, 27.
But
and I mean,
well, let me say this, man. I seen it on Street Freaks, and I said they got real quick, man. You know, I counted 26, and it started making my head start hurting so bad, and I just stopped. I said, man, I ain't even going to go no further, man, because there was no point. The third set of cars that was on the track was the grudge race. That was the reason I was so tired, because our agreement was all grudge races, all locked-in grudge races was first priority. They called my name 100 times. That means it was a priority grudge race. James, you came to me. JB, you came to me. Shit, I don't know how many calories of time. Like, man, we got to run back here. I remember we had to go get Papa to push him up so he can run Wolfpack. So, you know, those people, man, you know, I mean, Joe came to me, shit, Joe ran Donald. I think, Joe, you had a couple more runs and just sat back there and never got the runs on. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we got stuff to work on, which we know is our first race, but other than all, you know, just about everybody I talk to said they had a good time, and that's what the most important thing to me is everybody had a good time. You know, so I just want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank you, JB, Monster, Long Island Joe, Larry, you know, everybody who raced Pizza Man, you know, everybody who came out. We just want to thank everybody, because without Tyler, it wouldn't even been a race.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. And see, the thing is, when people post stuff like that, and then they're not expecting to get, you know, a reply. They hitting it up like, okay, well, I'm only hearing about three races. But then when people start posting, man, that's crazy. I saw about 20-something. I saw about this. I saw about that. Then they quiet. Because, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Carlos. The thing is, you know, some people don't want to stand together, but would rather bash
that's
it.
Right.
And then because if they bash it, they feel like if they have one, then everybody will come to theirs and not yours. That's what it's all
about,
guess man.
What? One thing about all of us, you know, I've been racing a long time, and all of us been around racing a long time. It don't work like that. It definitely don't work like that, and y'all know that, and I know that. You know, the thing about it, the biggest thing about two things about it, when Gunner Pitts come out with the video, and if I come out with the video is going to show the proof. Second thing, if a person don't talk about you or talk bad about you, that means you ain't doing nothing.
Ah, see,
Saturday night, the race over 11 o'clock, 12, 1 o'clock, they was blowing up all the social medias about this race. So obviously, myself, Wicked Bird, Long Island Joe, Larry, Monster, JB, Skillet, Long Island Joe White, my wife and my cousin that worked Capital Raceway. We had to do our job, man, because they wouldn't still be talking about it.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah.
You know, I read that on the internet myself, and if I ain't mistaken, the person that put that on the internet was even there.
That's what I'm saying. Who I'm talking with?
Running back.
That's running back.
Oh, how you doing, running back? I mean, all even right. Even you, running back, I've seen you go up there maybe once or twice. I think you had a couple problems. And you even had races already ready to go. So these guys, I mean, I Styles here feed into them. I don't feed into them. One thing about it, I got a lot of composure. I can deal with a little stress, but, you know, I had to respond to some of it and try to clean some of it up, but as of yesterday, I'm done with it, man. You know, y'all guys said y'all was going to come in and race, and y'all mother came and raced, man. All the guys from this area, guys that I didn't even think would race. You know, everybody came from New York, Jersey, Philly, them boys came to play, and the third set of cars was a grudge race, man, down the racetrack. The third set of cars, and then that thing continued all damn day long, man. Every time I looked up, even Buddy blowing them, they come right in the house, man. They ain't even set in the truck 45 minutes. They was in the stage lane. They ran one run, then they come back and gave Kenny them another run and come right back and threw another run, man. That's grudge racing, man. You know, it was a lot of, I think one guy said, oh, it was a lot of standing around talking bullshit. I ain't seen a lot of standing around talking. I seen a lot of racing, man. That was a lot of racing. That's the reason I was exhausted when I left the racetrack.
Even with all the downtime, I mean, that was a great event. It was a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. It was just a great event. I had a ball.
I mean, me too. You know, my thing is, granted, we do got stuff to work on. It was our first race. You know, Larry don't step back. A couple other guys step back. You know, they gave us pointers here and there. You know, but you can take pointers, but actually doing it and the learning experience, the one that's going to give you the experience. You know, we continue to move on. Hopefully next year we can do one or two more races. And hopefully it'll be a little bit better. We can get a couple more cars. And, you know, for us to get that many cars and that many people in that cold weather, you know, I applaud everybody for even coming down like that. They ain't have to. And, you know, and another thing, we had five major oil downs. I heard Pizza Man say something a little earlier. But the cars, you know, some guys don't detune their cars for their air. Man, these cars are making so much horsepower, man. And, you know, some guys got to, obviously, they got to learn how to tune their car. Well, we're making this much horsepower, let's tune them back a little bit. And then that is the troll some of the blow-ups. But, you know, I think we did a promo video. I told the guys, man, you know, they came out with an engine blanket for a sportsman car that only costs $120, man. That can save a lot of time, a lot of headache, and for the person's safety. I think one guy spent clean around, man. Clean around, you know, and that could have been avoided, man.
You definitely right, man. And the thing is, you know, when it's all said and done, the people needed that race, and the people got the race. And for the most part, you know, I'm gonna tell you, this is what made my day. When a man come to me and say, "Hey, older gentleman, had to be, I think his name is Joe, and he's from the DMV. I can't think of his last name. This guy in his 60s.
Joe Yates. His last
name
Yates? Joe Yates?
Is either Yates or Brown.
Oh, Brown. And, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And he came to me, he said, "Man, look, I listen to your show, I do this, I do that." And he said, "The thing that makes me happy, young blood, is that people like you and the rest of these guys sponsoring or helping out with this show are giving people like me something to look at." And he said, "People don't understand." He said, "I know y'all catching a lot of stuff right now," but he said, "People," and he said something really key. He said, "People got to understand one thing. You got to start somewhere for the people to even get to come back to something else." Basically, he said, "You got to say, all right, I'm going to start here, and if something go wrong with this one, then I'll know what to do on the next one." But at the same time, he said, "Look, I haven't seen this many grudge races in one day in all my life." And that's what, you know what, that made me feel good, because some people understand that, you know, some people, you know, it's their first time. So, I mean, it's not going to be like, "Oh, yeah, man, you know, we're going to do this. It's going to go down like this." And see, they don't even see that. They see, "Look, man, I paid my money. I'm in here. I want to see this. This got to run smooth." But the thing I will say, people like Joe and other people, like I said, that met me, that spoke to me about that, they understand, man. I mean, it started, it happened, and now this is where we go from. Because I'm going to tell you like this, Carlos, there's something being worked out right now. Until we get everything worked out, the DMV, believe me, will go ahead. The DMV plus the East, I'm going to just say the East period. The East is going to battle the West next year.
And, all right, let me say this, AB. I'm already on top of it. I told the cover guy already. I mean, I'm going to take my car, too. And I see what Gunner picks foot on there, but like I said, I'm a little exhausted this week, so I ain't really want to talk. Man, it's imperative for us to go out there without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. I don't care if we take three calls, but we going out there. I know Carlos Wells definitely going out there.
The
without a shadow of a doubt.
That's how it always supposed to be. And see, if we take somebody like Long Island Joe out there, we'd be all right.
Joe going regardless. Yeah. We already know Joe going to go without a shot.
Hey, look, Joe, all Joe needs is a set of auto light spark plugs, and we going. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there was a guy that was like, man, I don't know why my car doing this. The man went over to the Hurricane trailer, got two box of plugs, slammed up in this pretty little Vega, and went out there and stunned the crowd. And see, that's grudge racing. I'm gonna tell you like
this.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Joe. Everybody in those lanes. Oh man, I got Donald on the gap. When that green Vega clipped the beam, when that wind light came on, all you heard was, Damn, yo, and that's what you heard. And I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Donald. But everybody know, everybody was looking at Joe like he was the underdog. Because that first pass, I'm going to be honest, what his name looked good on that first pass. And I was like, damn, Joe. I mean, old Donald got this thing turned up. But when that wind light came on for that Long Island Joe Vega, people was like, damn, man. And that's when, you know what, I turned around, and I think it was, who was behind me, Francis Johnson or somebody. And I said, that's grudge racing. Right,
but let me tell you something. Joe came up to me before when they got in the staging lane. The Donald was anxious all day. Donald was like, man, I'm ready to run. So Joe came to me and said, well, Collins, you know what car ain't running right. But the people came to see a race, I'm going to go ahead and try them anyway. You know, I'm like in my head, like, bullshit, Joe. Already, I know him better than that. And, and when they left the line, I said, God damn, Donald left away from me. Man, like, Joe just walked him on in, man. And you was right. Everybody said the same time. God damn.
You know the saying, everybody looks good by the sales. Joe said the same thing. He said he didn't know. I said, Joe, man, don't even worry about that. Just go out there and knock them off. Make it over.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't going to lie to you. It wasn't easy. So I'm going to tell you the guy.
Easy, Joe,
cool.
What I told you.
Hey,
everybody looks good by their sales.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, guess what? Dollar ain't going nowhere. Dollar won his rematch. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I know. I that's why I just told him. I said, you know, I didn't get to talk to Donald yet, but I think I'm going to just tell him, look, if it's before the end of the year, you know, I don't like to turn around and run one somebody one time and then they want to rematch. You might as well get it over in this year. So if he go to Colonial Beach, I'm going to be a North 8th mile track, and I'm just going to go right back out there and try it again.
I think, you know, I'm gonna give Larry a call tomorrow, because like I said, I didn't even know that anything was going on that weekend. But now that I know, I can start putting some birds out there, because like I said, I mean, I don't know. Like you said, Joe, you haven't been to Colonial Beach, but I will tell you, Colonial Beach is another one like Capitol. It's starting, I'm telling you, man, the crowds are coming, the races are coming, and I'm going to tell you one thing about Colonial Beach. It's a straight-up grudge track.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I'm going to talk to Larry tomorrow, like I said, I didn't know nothing about it. I thought the last race of this year was probably going to be the Testing Tune, or, you know, I mean, I know you got Baldy's race in Florida and stuff, but, I mean, for around here, I thought the last race was going to be the Testing Tune. So that's good to know that Colonial Beach is going down for November, so hey, that get a boy something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But look, guys, this chick from Grudge Inc. is talking in my ear for the last 4 minutes, and I've been like, hell with her. But our time has reached the limit, so just give y'all a heads up. Monster Jones has a public service announcement next week, so I hope y'all tune in. I think it's going to be something really good.
All right.
But to my other mentor, Long Island Joe, I guess I know I'll be talking to you before the end of this week over. So, hey, Carlos, man, the costume, I don't know where you went to tonight, but I know you got some people. You got your hands turning with that brown costume on.
Every year, I win a costume contest every year. I've been doing it for the last 3-4 years. Actually, I missed money Saturday night because, you know, most of the Halloween parties are on the 26th. And I had like 5 different invites for a Halloween contest, but, you know, it was all good. It was well worth missing for that race. But I definitely appreciate y'all, okay, fellas, man. And until the next one, I'm going to try to make the 23rd. I'm supposed to be on vacation going to Florida for a week, so if I don't make it, y'all be safe, man.
Hey, okay. Look, hey, Austin.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Big ups to you, man. One thing about grudge racing people don't understand, it's going to take the younger crowd to start getting into it, because sooner or later, I'm going to tell you something something people don't understand. You know, people talk about, you know, Tony Bynes and this and that. And don't get me wrong, Tony Bynes, he raced all this. But sooner or later, what's going to happen in a couple years when these people start to, you know, age and stuff? The thing is, the younger crowd like you and Trey Harrell from the New York Boys Racing Club and all, it's going to take, and Marquise, man, I had to give him respect. The man got in his daddy's car and made it. That's what racing is going to get to y'all. And I'm saying, hey, man, just big ups for stepping up and, you know, getting out there and doing your thing, man, because I'm telling you, man, the younger crowd is coming, man. The younger generation is starting to take over.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've been driving since I was 11, and I've been grudge racing since I was 17. So, you know, I kind of got experience under my belt. I've been doing this for a while. I mean, I know what it's about.
But, yeah,
well, don't
man,
count
hey,
me out. I'm still young.
Huh?
I said, don't count me out. I'm still young.
Man.
I got a little while before I can move up.
No, I'm still looking for you. I want you to know that. I'm looking for you. So what? Me and Long Island Joe might come to Colonial Beach together. One of us going to have to take a L before we leave.
Yeah, one of us got to do it. One of us got to do it.
Well, guys, I'm going to
give you an early Christmas present.
Oh, shit.
You know what, Joe? I might put your son in the Black Mama and let him race.
Oh,
yeah,
it's all fun.
Well,
I guess I'll
hear from y'all boys next week.
Okay. Before I go, I just got to say I had a great time up there in Capitol. I don't know what everybody's bashing the event for, because down south people really don't race like that. I mean, you might get 2 or 3 grudge races at a big event with everybody there. I've never seen that many grudge races in one spot at one time.
And see, that's what people got to understand, you know. It's not about, you know, okay, yeah, we was there, and this person ran this person, and they're well-known. But, see, that's the thing. That's the thing about grudge racing now. People will go somewhere if it's somebody that's, oh, yeah, that's Gold Killer. That's, don't get me wrong. These people, yeah, I like to see a little pass from the Freak or the Cold Killer or whatever. Don't get me wrong. But when you start looking out for everybody and not just the big man, not just the name that's like, well, damn, They go to Freak, or, you know, they go Cold Killer, or they go Real Tree or whatever. Don't get me wrong. Grudge racing is grudge racing. I like to see it. But the thing is, when you look out for everybody, even the people that's trying to make a name, that's when you're doing it. Because you, I mean, I'm going to tell you, that and there were so many people this past weekend that came out and, you know, they didn't even have names. But the thing is, they had that money, and they were ready to lock in that money to race. And that's how it's supposed to be.
But JB, I got to say one thing about it, though. Honestly, Tetra, these guys don't realize that when you bash somebody and if somebody just had a great time, what do you think is going to happen now? Do you think they could come to you?
No.
That's what they got to realize. Especially if you don't turn around and they felt so good about something, they had a great time, now you just bad-mouthed it. They don't want to be bothered with you because they don't want that negativity. Everybody wants more positive. Forget all that negative stuff all the time. I want to be able to go anywhere. I got my family there. They all enjoy themselves. I don't want to hear that negative stuff. And that's the reason why I ran Donald. Regardless whether I was going to win or lose, I said, told Donald, and Donald can tell you. Donald said, well, you're going to get another pass. And, you know, I told my son, I said, you know what? Heck with it. You know what? Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. But I'm going to tell Donald, come on, you go ahead. Come on up here. I ain't going to hold you up no longer. And that's what happened. I didn't even know whether it's going to work or not when I changed the plug. Honestly, tell you the truth, all I did is crank it up and listen to it. Okay, it sounds good. Heck with it. Let's go.
It worked.
You know, yeah, it worked. I ain't got nothing to complain about it. It worked good.
And
you
another thing about Vin that I liked was all the grudge races, it was different caliber cars from different speeds. You got to see all kinds.
That's how it's supposed to be, man. And like I said, I know Carlos and everybody going to try to get, we're going to try to get together and do, you know, maybe two or three next year. And hey, look, the thing is, it started. I mean, people are talking, so the word is getting out, so that's what we need. But, boys, I'm going to tell y'all, thank you. I'm going to give y'all, I'm going to say one thing before I let this chick from Grudge Inc., I mean, Blog Talk kick me off. But thank y'all for tuning in every week because I don't think I told some of y'all, but I looked at the little reporting every week, and the first week I took over this show, you know, it was like maybe 40, 45 callers. But last week, the week of that race, we had 176 live callers last week. So I just want to tell everybody and give everybody thanks because, I mean, it seems like the DMV and the East and all, it's, you know, it's starting to stand up and making people notice that, you know, not only the South run. And that's what it's all about, man. I mean, it's about getting everybody out there and making it so everybody can get out there. And I just want y'all to, I just want to thank y'all for calling in every week. And I don't care if it's rather locking in a race or talking some shit. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody that calls in every week. And, you know, I just hope y'all keep calling, man.